St. Francis of Assisi. G.K. Chesterton. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection, published by BSB Publishing, LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing, LLC. G.K. Chesterton. Gilbert Keith Chesterton, 1874 to 1936, affectionately known as G.K. Chesterton, was an English writer, journalist, poet, philosopher, and Christian apologist whose wit, wisdom, and joy continue to inspire readers around the world. Born in London, Chesterton was a towering figure both in intellect and stature, literally and figuratively, known for his sharp humor, deep insight, and love of truth. A master of paradox, he had a rare gift for turning complex ideas into delightful and thought-provoking prose. His works, such as Orthodoxy, The Everlasting Man, and the beloved Father Brown detective stories, blend theology, philosophy, and storytelling in a way that captivates both the mind and the heart. Once a skeptic, Chesterton's spiritual journey led him to a profound and reasoned Christian faith, which he defended with brilliance and grace. His writings challenge cynicism and celebrate wonder, reminding readers that faith and joy are not opposites but companions. Often called the Apostle of Common Sense, G.K. Chesterton remains one of the most influential Christian thinkers of the 20th century. A man who taught the world to see the divine in the ordinary and to laugh with holy delight at the mystery of life. Introduction. Chesterton's portrait of Francis is a trumpet of joy in an age gone gray. With paradox, wit, and a boy's delight in the world, he shows the little poverello not as a soft saint of garden statues, but as a knight-errant of Lady Poverty, a troubadour of the High King who made the sun, the moon, and every sparrow. Francis explodes the modern myth that holiness is thin and sad. He is blazing, poetic, hilariously free, proof that gratitude is the deepest sanity. Here biography becomes apologetic. Chesterton sets Francis in his real world, medieval Italy, noble and violent, and then shows how grace turned a spoiled dreamer into a man whose only weapon was praise. The famous episodes ring fresh: the kiss to the leper, the sermon to the birds, the peace with Brother Wolf, the canticle of the sun. Expect sentences that sparkle and arguments that sing, until poverty reads as wealth and weakness as strength. Read this as a remedy for cynicism. By the last page you'll crave simplicity, laugh more easily, and hear creation itself calling you to bless the giver of all good.